It's honestly really encouraging to see Intel finally finding some financial footing. They just posted a $20 billion boost to their balance sheet this past quarter, and it really feels like the company might finally be turning a corner.
I'm genuinely glad to see that stability, but let's keep a clear head about what's next. That long-term recovery really hinges on one thing: successfully turning around their foundry division. That's the part that actually manufactures chips for outside clients, and it's been a tough road.
Exactly. And even with that fresh capital, I've noticed investors are still holding back a bit. The strategic roadmap for the foundry just feels a bit vague right now, and people want to see a clearer picture before they fully commit.
That caution makes complete sense. The foundry is up against some serious headwinds, mainly because companies like TSMC and Samsung have such a strong foothold. They're currently setting the pace when it comes to advanced manufacturing and process efficiency, so catching up isn't going to be easy.
So, for Intel to really make this recovery stick, they've got to move quickly. They need to modernize their production lines, actively court new external clients, and lock in those strategic partnerships to prove they can compete.
Precisely. This financial cushion definitely gives them the breathing room they need to operate, but sustained success in the semiconductor space will come down to execution. They have to lay out a clear foundry strategy, close that technology gap with the industry leaders, and stay agile as the market shifts.
It's going to be a fascinating ride. All eyes will be on how they pull these pieces together, because those next few moves are really going to shape Intel's future.